Five. She's a phony.
All right. Ready. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Moon Peace Podcast. Hello.
Sorry. We are back once again. I have my co-hosts
Jolene,
Corey, and
you've been listening to the new Beyonce album. Who was that?
Yeah. Oh, it's all right. Hey, you got your boy Danny in the house,
and I'm Kimmy, and we are the Moon Peace Podcast back again for back again to hit you up with everything anime, nerdy, and all things in between. So we're gonna start this off by finding out, what are we saying, what are we doing, what's going on? I'll start out by saying I haven't been watching much because I spent all weekend at Anime Boston, which was great. And I'm gonna tell you guys all about that. But in the meantime, Corey, what have you been up to? All
right, so I actually have a lot of updates here.
What we got?
I finally watched Oppenheimer.
Ooh.
I thought you were going to say you finally started RuPaul's Drag Race season 16.
Damn, I really let you down with that.
Imagine.
One. I was like, man, that would have been a wild. I think I would have let you know that already. That would have been a hell of a surprise.
It would have been, but it's okay. Nah. How was Oppenheimer? Oscar award winning fucking movie.
So here's the thing. I randomly fell down like a black hole of doing like mad research on YouTube, like World War II stuff. Because I realized how much I don't
know.
Like, I didn't know how crazy, like.
It's a rabbit hole.
Yes, I didn't know how crazy Germany was giving it up.
Mm.
Not just Holocaust type stuff. I just didn't know how much land they was really trying to take over. Because what happened was, I kind of went into going to the rabbit hole of how Japan was giving it up during World War II.
Mm.
So that was a YouTube rabbit hole I went down. And I said, okay, maybe it's time for me to watch Oppenheimer now. So I started watching it. It took me basically 2 days to finish it because it's a 3-hour movie. That's just all dialogue, right?
Yeah.
It's well shot. It's great acting. I do think the movie is a little overhyped, but I don't think that's because of the acting or anything like that, or just the visuals. I think that it's just, it was alright, bro. And I think that comes from the sense of, I already do have kind of an annoyance with how much we hone in on World War II all the time. Because it's done a lot.
Yes.
Granted, I just admit it, I don't know too much, but it's just every movie that wins Oscars and things like that,
it's always
something
movie.
World War II or whatever. It's always something war related. And I just feel it's like a glory days for certain people in this in our country. You know what I mean? But those I learned a lot about this. Just World War II in itself is fucking wicked, and I end up going down a deeper rabbit hole. But overall, I give it 8 out of 10. It's pretty solid. I enjoyed Barbie more. It was just more fun. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that Oppenheimer was supposed to be fun, but it was all over the place. There's a lot of time jumps in the movie, and you're supposed to kind of be able to tell, perspectives and things like that based on, the color gradient of how it was shot. So sometimes it's black and white, and then sometimes it's in color. But they jump between, pre the atomic bomb dropping to as soon as the atomic bomb dropping to, the Cold War, and it's consistently jumping around. It's not a chapter type thing. It's
and they don't give time stamps or anything?
You're supposed to know by the color gradient.
You're
supposed to know it's in black and white, so this must mean this is around where the Cold War is. Okay, now it's in color.
I'm too stupid for that.
So this must be pre.
Yeah, I need subtitles.
This is pre. It's every 5 minutes it's jumping around. Every 5 minutes may be a little dramatic, but for a 3-hour movie, if I say every 20 minutes it's jumping
it's
around to another point
in
time, you have to give this movie your undivided attention, which, respectfully, you should do that for every movie. But, if you go into it, trying to multitask, then don't watch the movie. Then you didn't watch the movie.
Okay.
If you told me you was doing something else or using your phone, X, Y, Z, because I caught myself constantly rewinding every moment I got distracted because it is something you should be paying attention to.
Makes sense.
Like I said, all things you should be doing that for, but, specifically this. Make sure you locked in. It's good, but I can't say, you have to see it.
Do you think it would have been better in the theater seeing it?
I mean, in the theater, I would have been forced to give the thing my undivided attention, but I still think I would have felt the same about the movie.
Okay.
I don't, just because I had to pause and stuff like that, doesn't. I usually am good at keeping my attention to one thing, but because this was so dialogue heavy, it's like you cannot get distracted at any minute. But there's some cool visual effects that they did in regards to like just kind of like watching the pressure that Oppenheimer kind of went through, you know, coming to terms with what he created and things like that. They did interesting visual things to kind of show that.
But okay.
I would say, sure, if you are interested to learn more, you're in a rabbit hole on YouTube or something like that, then sure, watch the movie. But like, if you just like are like trying to find something to watch, then don't put this on.
Maybe nah, 3 hours is.
I'm not gonna watch this movie.
I don't think so.
I don't really like war movies.
Me neither.
To be honest. I'm like,
yeah.
I already took history class. I'm over it.
I can't. I was never a history brat. Yeah.
I love history.
I'm becoming more of a history person as we get older, only because of like how much it
affects.
It's reflecting.
Yeah.
Like everything I learned about World War II, I'm like, oh, that's happening. I'm not trying to get dark, too dark, but like it's.
Yeah, a lot is happening. So that's why I'm like,
take it day by day, everybody. Just do your best every day. That's all I'll say.
I'm trying.
That's all I'll say. So I watched Oppenheimer, finished Solo Leveling, which I thought was really good. You should totally. It's done now.
Okay. So it's ready for me to.
You'll literally binge it in 2 hours.
Yeah, 2 hours. It's 3 hours at that best. Mathematically, yeah. It's like 3 hours.
Okay.
It's such like a fast. Like it'll go faster and more enjoyable than Oppenheimer. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Like, Solo Leveling, the season finale, I knew, I had an idea of where I thought it was going to end, and it did. It's a really good moment.
Okay.
I thought they did it really well. As far as that, the voice actor guy.
Well, that clip I sent.
The clip.
Wait. So, for those who don't remember, and like, I kind of remember a little bit, but what was Solo Leveling about?
Solo Leveling, it's pretty much a world just like ours, but one day these portals start opening up and monsters start coming out of the portals.
Like a reverse isekai, maybe.
Yeah.
Ah.
So then an awakening happened amongst a certain amount of humans, kind of like Quirks in My Hero Academia.
Mm.
And then those people are licensed to go into these dungeons to beat the boss. Otherwise, if they don't beat the boss and they leave the portal open for a certain period of time, it's usually like 2 weeks or so, then that portal breaks open and then the monsters can come out into the normal world and then they'll create havoc and, you know, it goes from there. But it starts off with the main character Sun Jinwoo, who's like the weakest hunter. Hunter is what they call these people.
In the series, another detail is that the people who get their powers, there is no way for you to like train your powers. You can train your body, but your power level, like what your abilities are, do not change. So like you may be awakened as an E rank.
Okay.
And you can't change that. There's nothing you can do about that. Like no matter how hard you try, that is it. Or you may awaken as a C rank.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot move that. Now you can like, you know, work out and get your body better, but like in regards to like your magical capabilities or skills or whatever is in that, you stopped.
Okay, and last time you said that, but the dude, the main dude, he for some reason got.
He
like
has the ability to do it.
To level up. Okay.
Yeah, he's the only one that has the ability to level up, much like an RPG video game.
How many episodes is it?
12.
Oh, yeah, I'll work through that.
Super easy.
3.5 hours.
Barely an inconvenience.
Yeah.
No. So, yeah, Solo Leveling, I thought was good. Somebody got mad at you in the comments that you said the story is not that crazy.
Really? What
do you mean the story's not that crazy?
It's really, nothing in this show is going to blow your mind. Okay? There's no huge plot twist, and you're lying if you think there's like any huge plot twist. It's like the Fast and Furious of anime. Like, it gives you what you want, and you have it's a hype train. You have a hell of a good time riding this fucking train. It's a great time. Was there anything that blew you away in this first season?
No, nothing blew me away. I was entertained all the way through.
Yeah, and that's okay. We're not looking for an Aizen betrayal or like a Doflamingo.
Well,
like,
people are giving it away already because in the clip I was like, oh man, I don't want to see him turn into a bad guy. And he was like, oh, I guess you're not caught up. And I was like, oh God, sometimes people just can't. Like when you have that moment, and I know it's not something I can stop in any way. But I hate how just in like these clip moments, they can clearly see in the clip that I don't read it.
Yeah.
Or like maybe you don't read it. Just other people clips. Not just our clips. Yeah. Other people clips.
They clearly see you are where you are. Yeah. Right?
But nobody cares. No spoilers means nothing to anybody. So somebody in the comments is always like, well, I guess you must not read it. Well, one,
duh.
No, I don't fucking read it. That's why I have this fucking opinion, this theory. And two, but now you made me realize I have to think otherwise, and you ruined it for me, even if you didn't tell me anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm like, fuck, I guess that's not going to go the way I thought. You just shut up about it. You, in the clip, you just like, okay. And then the guy, I'm like, oh, yeah, God.
I don't want to spoil anything any which way.
Just shut the up.
Yeah.
Leave a comment saying, like, haha, I don't know. I don't care what you do. I don't care what you do. So Solo Leveling, that's that. And then it's only 4 episodes out now. And okay. So I finally got up to catching up to X-Men 97.
Okay.
That's on Disney Plus, right?
Disney Plus.
Yeah, I don't got that.
I think it's good. I think it's entertaining. I like where they picked up with the story.
I hear great things about it.
It's good. The storytelling is good. I'm trying to warm up.
I saw Gambit look like a slut. That's all I need.
Oh, really?
To be fair, everybody's dressed.
Period.
Like a slut. So
it's skin tight.
We told you, this is the 90s.
Leotards.
So, yeah, like Magneto looking crazy. I hate that.
His flowing hair. I was like, okay.
Magneto always had it. Like, he was never been bald.
No.
You never saw 97 X-Men?
No, but he was like long, flowy hair looking buff. I was like, oh, this is Magneto?
He always buff.
I do think if you have the time, like at any point, so just not binge straight through, but just catch a couple episodes here and there. It's like a light watch. Y'all should watch the original X-Men. It'll really kind of expand your mind.
80 episodes or something?
I don't know.
I think so.
It's like five.
I remember seeing a YouTube video. Video was like 85 episodes in 30 minutes. Watch.
It's super quick.
I might do one of those recap videos, like everything you need to know to watch the new season or something. I don't know.
Nah, it's better, I think, to watch.
I mean, yeah.
But you're just going to miss out on the charm of like just recapping it, because the story's not that deep, because X-Men is just, it's telling 90s. Compartmentalized different stories.
You don't do that, though. You should start checking off some boxes on the anime list that we got going. Because I was going through it today, and boy, there were some disappointments on there. You never watched Death Note?
I watched the first 2 episodes, I think, with a friend, then I got on board.
That's crazy.
But it's only the first 2 episodes, so like I was just like...
Yeah. She's getting to it. I don't know. She's getting to Cowboy
Bebop. Listen, I'm on Cowboy Bebop. I'm watching the other one we've been talking about, Mashal. I got to watch season 2. Yeah. I'm still watching Defense of the Earth people, the Magical Boys.
Yeah.
I'm coming back to that.
You never watched Full Metal Alchemist?
Full Metal Alchemist. No, I watched Full Metal Panic, thinking it was Full Metal.
Nah.
So
I feel that when you like, this is probably mad longer. You probably just like, oh, it must be another part.
Yeah. I someone told me to watch Full Metal Panic, and I was like, cool. I watched it.
That is not Edward Elric. But yeah, for X-Men, I am enjoying it. The story's good. I definitely think it's worth the watch. The only gripe I'll say, as somebody who does not know how to animate anything, it's just a rough watch.
Like, what do you mean?
Animation style, like what they went for.
It didn't look too bad when I saw like little clips in here and there.
You know what it is to me? I think it's because we're spoiled by watching so much anime and watching what a lot of other studios movie, like specifically like Spider-Verse and then this other thing called Mitchell versus the Machine. I just see Arcane. I've seen what animation studios could do, and this would have been better off. It kind of going to the movie we talked about the other day, with regards to like the 90s look.
90s style.
They should have just like
kept
the 90s style of how it looked, the gradient, and maybe just updated the movement so that it was more flowy.
It's still like,
but because they're trying to upscale, I guess, the resolution of 90s to like, they still have the same character models, but it's, man. Sorry to anybody who worked on this. I'm not disrespecting your work. I just know that this is just part of the vision sometimes. It looks like somebody could do this on YouTube. It looks cheap.
I don't know. I think I feel like that kept some of the charm from what I've seen in the like videos and clips and stuff. Like, it looks like it used to. Just like
right now, the nostalgia is hitting for people.
Yeah.
You gotta eating that shit
people
up.
People like the nostalgia. The
nostalgia is,
it runs away.
Like, I'm somebody who's like, you gotta remove nostalgia goggles.
No, and but that's the thing. Those are the people watching. Those are the people that want to see this, that wanted this.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
You know? So that's why it's like, for those who it was meant for, they will love it.
I think it would have just been better served to like, just keep that style with the update. I think if you watched the whole episode, you would know what I mean.
Okay.
Versus the clips, you'd be, because you are spoiled as well watching so much anime and watching how creative you can get with different animation styles. This felt like, yeah, they just kind of threw this shit together. Okay. You know what I mean? It's the same way I feel about the Marvel What If animation style. Like, I just feel like that was just like, that didn't really try. I had like a couple people that was good at animation and stuff, and like,
that one wasn't bad. I think I saw like one of them.
I think when you have that much budget, that much money,
and you could
that
do big better.
Company,
that's
you
valid.
Can do better. Like, anime studios have no money. You know what I mean? We're talking about Disney. So that's why I think my expectations, like, bro, this could be so much better. Like,
that's valid.
You make real life humans look like they have actual powers, but yet the animation that you put out looks like I could have saw somebody make a fan. It literally looks like a fan could have made this. Maybe not all the whole season, but like a 10-minute clip. I've seen impressive shit.
I can't say anything about Disney, so.
Oh my god, I hate him.
Why?
Because he's mean.
Oh my god. Anyways, mean. Danny, what have you been watching?
You all done?
I'm done, yeah.
All right. So I'm just going to quickly catch up RuPaul's Drag Race. We're down to the last two episodes. We have a top four.
Ooh.
Right? And
Nymphia Wynn's still in here?
Nymphia Wynn's.
Ooh.
Our girl's still here.
Not me remembering names.
Yeah, right?
Q. Saphira Cristal with a total of four wins under her belt. Nymphia and Q both have two right now. Okay. I think. And then Plain Jane, who just got her fourth win. So Plain and Saphira are both tied at four wins with Nymphia and Q both on two. It's been really a really good last few episodes. In this one last episode, there was this other like Miami Queen Morphine, the one with the BBL that I mentioned to you guys.
Yeah.
She lip synced against this other Queen Dawn, who's like this skinny, like white boy, you know, like
twink.
Yeah.
Twink.
And
dancing around the word twink is hilarious.
They're
you
both
have to say it for us. She's our twink machine.
They're both on the bottom, and they have to lip sync for their life to see who gets to stay.
Okay.
The song that comes on is "Body" by Meg Thee Stallion. So you already know that the Miami Queen with the BBL had that shit on lock.
That's so unfair.
When I tell you that it was a massacre. This girl tore that shit up. Oh,
I can imagine.
That Dawn, the twink queen, did not know what to do.
Because what are you going to do? Yo. Shake them bones.
that BBL was BBLing. That girl knew all the moves.
BBL was BBLing.
My girlfriend's like, she's doing the choreography from the video. She was making eye contact with all of the judges while shaking her ass. It was unreal. It was such a good performance. Probably my favorite lip sync domination of the season.
Nice.
It was great.
Okay.
Unfortunately, Saphira had to send that bitch home this week. Saphira was in the bottom. It was her first time in the bottom, but she lip synced for her life, and that girl got to stay. So, like I said, it's Plain and Saphira in the top four right now.
Okay.
And again, I'm going to say it. I think Saphira is going to take it because while Plain Jane is super impressive, Saphira is just, she's just a cut above the rest. And I know she was in the bottom this week, but that was a fluke.
Is that the one that you said was like, oh my god, I don't know what I'm going to do this time?
No, that's Nymphia.
That's Nymphia.
The fake
bad at stuff.
The fake bad at stuff.
Really good.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm pretty sure Saphira's going to win, and I'm pretty sure Plain Jane's going to win Miss Congeniality. A lot of people have doubts on that since she was such a bitch. But I think she's going to fucking take the cake.
Okay.
Love Plain Jane. And even if she doesn't win Miss Congeniality, that girl's got a freaking career ahead of her. If she performs in New York, I'm going. Plain, I'm going.
Period.
Probably my favorite queen of the season, honestly.
Nice. Like,
she's just such a shady bitch, and she's so goddamn talented.
Ooh, she's love amazing. That. New talent.
Danny loves messiness.
Oh, yeah. But I also like it when it's backed up by talent.
True.
And Plain Jane, she can dance.
Can't just be messy to be messy.
You can't be messy to be messy.
Can't be messy to be messy. Plain's talented. She's funny. She can dance. She can design. She's great. All right. I started rewatching. As like a background show, you know how sometimes you have a background show going on? Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Okay. Oh, nice.
I love Brooklyn Nine-Nine. That show is amazing.
I think, what's her name? The girl who did the...
Rosa Diaz?
Yeah. You got to tell her.
I already knew.
Serious.
You got to type.
Damn it.
He loves to be stepped on.
Well, she's actually mad nice in real life, though. Her voice is completely different. Yeah. Like,
I don't like it.
She's the voice of... in the new movie.
We don't talk about Bruno. That girl. Walk up to the house. Madrigal.
I need a name.
Fuck.
Literally the main character.
Of
the fucking Disney movie.
In Colombia? The one in Colombia. Wow, this is really slipping my mind.
Why can't I remember the name of the movie?
Encanto! Yeah!
No, it's not Encanto.
Yes, it is.
Encanto was the one with the little boy.
Talking about, what are you talking about? No, that's a girl.
That's Luca.
No? Oh, shit.
No, Encanto, he's right. Yes. She plays the main character of Encanto with the glasses.
I didn't watch it. I've been meaning to.
First of all, I'm offended as a Colombian.
You know, watch Coco, like, broke my heart. And I think that that's why, like...
Coco. No, Coco. You haven't watched Coco? Nah. That is Coco's 10 good, out of 10 man. Really good.
Yeah.
Coco's very great. Unexpected. Really interesting plot twist.
Okay.
Yeah, you would enjoy it, genuinely.
Rewatching Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and there was one scene R. that R. I...
R.I.P. the GOAT.
I know, oh Andre Guard.
Yeah, R.I.P. I played Captain Holt.
And Cheddar, his dog. Yeah, his dog died. Well, it was the character's dog. He was an actor.
It's yeah.
There was one scene that I wanted to bring it up because I thought it was so funny. So it was like Jake Holt and like, I don't know, like two other people. And they were like trying to catch a serial killer. And yeah. They're like cheersing, like, cheers! Like gleefully, like, to catching a serial killer. Right? And I'm watching with my girlfriend. And I'm just like, that's so good for them. But you'll never catch me trying to catch a serial killer.
What?
I don't got that in me. Oh. I don't think
a serial killer will, like, attack back. Usually a serial killer is, like, kind of frail.
You put baby in a corner and she's gonna fight back.
I don't know, man. There's not a lot of serial killers I'm actually afraid of.
Let's not.
Bro, what are you talking about, bro? Oh. If you were in a room with a serial killer...
They usually
have a type.
I'm trying to say I'm not a serial killer's type.
I don't know. Maybe if he's like into, you know, sassy you black men.
What
maybe.
Do you mean? What's his name? You should get mad black men. What was that one?
Weren't they twinks though?
I don't remember. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's taking mad. I'm Jeffrey Dahmer's type.
Not anymore. Maybe when you were younger.
Wow. Should have never said that. Yo, she's coming back for me. She's coming back. She said she's gonna get me back.
I wasn't going to.
But can you? So you could see yourself like actively going after a serial killer.
I think historically most there are some that like are built different, but I think historically most serial killers can't fight. Because usually they like...
Where are you getting this?
No. He's right. Because they have certain ways of going about. Like, if they kill people, they isolate, you know, their victims. They put them in a certain predicament where there's no way to escape.
Slipping, you know what I mean?
They like stalk you, you know, to make sure it's...
But like in a fair one, if I'm isolated, actively going after him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus they go after people that they know that they can take on. Not like someone...
Oh, fuck Ted Bundy up.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even risk it. My luck... I trip over a wire and he catches me slipping. No.
As long as you don't wear like one of your slippers, you should be fine. Just throw a chocolate on
that. Chocolate. You can never catch me doing some shit like, we're catching a robbery. We're going to go catch a serial killer.
Nah, robber or not.
We're going to solve this.
A robber has like a different mindset.
Yeah, because they're ready to go get out everything. They'll do
damn,
whatever.
Y'all got this fucking broken down.
Listen.
Criminal Minds over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I grew up on Criminal Minds.
I love
bitch.
Criminal Minds. Hold on. Who's your favorite character in Criminal Minds?
I'm not
Spencer.
Of course it's Spencer.
Spencer Reed.
Best boy.
I'm best boy. Dude? Yes. Yeah.
Did you ever watch his like behind the scenes videos on YouTube?
No.
Oh my God. He'll literally like walk around the camera and just be like the most annoying person ever to the cast. And he'll just act like the weirdest, quirkiest fucking guy.
I love him. And then it's adorable. And then he's just chill.
People will be like, Spencer, get the fuck out of here. It's so funny.
Stop.
Watch it.
Who is your favorite on Criminal Minds?
No, it's Spencer. It's
yeah.
And
no.
I think it was Hotch for a while until he got kicked off the show for kicking one of the producers in the shin like an idiot.
What? Yeah. I didn't know that's why he got kicked off.
Apparently he had a bitch fit and he like kicked one of the producers or one of the directors in the shin. And they were okay, that's it. Get out of here. You're a child.
That's crazy.
I also like Penelope, though.
Penelope's fantastic.
Penelope's great. Yeah, she's like the hacker of the group.
Listen, Penelope and Mr. Hot Tits, they should have gotten together.
No, they shouldn't. What are you talking
about? They should have gotten together.
She was punching up way too much. She, out of her
What do you mean? Punching no. Above, are you above, fucking
punching
kidding
punching above her weight?
No. She was cute. She was fun. She had the banter down pat. She said, baby. Like, she would call him up and be like, hey, baby boy, how you doing? I got this ready for you, out and ready. Like,
No. She was
Felicity Smoke.
What? From Arrow?
I'm
not saying it's really up, but
maybe before. Wait, never mind.
She's just a little chunky. But listen, he was strong enough to hold her up, you know? More cushion for the pushing.
Yeah. Wait, Shamal Moore?
You never watched Criminal Minds?
No, I said that.
Oh my God. Yeah,
Shamal Moore. Push him
above a weight. Right? Nah, but you don't understand. In the show, like, they had a
they had banter.
Thing going. Yes. They had banter.
Fine,
they had a thing.
Sure. But he like, was flirting with did her. Did she bag? No. Did she hit?
No.
I don't even remember why they didn't get together. They were being annoying.
Because always she was had... punching above her grade.
No, they were. They could have made it work. They could have done it. Kimmy, I'm telling you. Listen, stop. It was a whole thing.
Get your fanfic out of here.
No, listen. Why is it that the girls always have to be the hotter one of the group, and they can, you know, all the lame guys get, you know, the hot girls, but like a girl that's like average can't get a hot guy, huh?
Well, I mean, that just means you got to work on your taste.
No, absolutely not.
Didn't you watch Grey's Anatomy? The main character literally ends up with McDreamy, like the hottest guy in the Patrick Dempsey.
I don't know.
Ever see the main character in Grey's Anatomy?
No,
and,
I don't know.
And
anything
back, like back to Arrow. Stephen Amell is hotter than Felicity, and he got that.
I mean, she was cute.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I don't know. That's not a comparison. That's not a
what? It's the same exact thing.
It's not the same thing, but same I understand thing. What you're saying.
I understand what you're trying to go for, but it's not the same.
But it's not the same thing.
Anyways, this is when this completely diverged from where we were originally.
That's the main
go.
Character in Grey's Anatomy. You tell me that's not a basic ass bitch.
Yeah, she's
talking
amazing.
About the, guy
and
girl. That,
the girl. No. And she ends up with him.
I know. Watch
Patrick Grey's Dempsey.
Man. Yeah, but she's a white woman.
She's a plain Jane ass. And
I know, man, but like Taylor on Swift a TV.
Yeah, but that's because of her musical career, bro. She ain't famous because of her doctor skills. She's famous because she gave that ass up.
I don't think they have real doctor skills, but...
Well, yeah, but the characters, bro. the characters. So, yeah, that is the same as Penelope
no,
and Morgan.
No, I don't. Because, I mean, I've never watched this show, Grey's Anatomy. Don't. You know, white woman's One Piece. I'm not about that.
It really is. It is.
It is.
Yo, I watched until, like, season 13.
How, there's, like, 20, isn't there?
How many
there's
seasons
like,
are there?
There's, like, 20.
They just renewed. Haven't you seen the meme? Where it's like her looking just like she looked
now.
There.
White piece. White piece.
There's a lot of seasons, though.
Yeah, like, it's a lot.
I think Days of Our Lives would probably be the white girl's one.
Yeah, but at least that's I've a soap opera. That. You never heard about Days of Our Lives?
I know. I've heard it. About it, but I've never seen it.
I only seen it in passing. I never watched it actively.
Anyways.
Yeah.
I'm also watching The Gentlemen on Netflix. I don't know if you guys saw that.
The Gentlemen?
Yeah. Oh, it's a show. It's pretty much about... So it's based off of a Guy Ritchie movie that came out in like 2019. It starred Matthew McConaughey, Colin Farrell, Guy Ritchie himself, and like Charlie Hunnam, the guy from Sons of Anarchy. He was in King Arthur.
Sons of Anarchy.
Okay,
I'm sorry. I'm still reeling on the sexual tension between like the two of those characters because like Shamar Moore's character, what is his name?
Yo, even if he gave it up for one night, it was never going to happen.
That's such a lie. They had it going down. I'm not over it. Anyways, sorry. I'm just sitting there like, nah.
No, they had chemistry.
Yes, they did.
Like, the banter was there.
Exactly. And like, they honestly, were ready. You don't understand. The way that they would like almost phone sex with each other.
Hey, baby girl, you think you could get me the coordinates of that? Babe, daddy, you know I got you. I'm going to send it right now. Beep, boop, bop.
Yeah, like that's, but like all the time, like she'd be like, hey, I got something hot and ready for you. And he's like, you're on speakerphone.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, she's like, oh, my bad.
Can you send me the documents of the mass murders?
You guys let us know in Criminal Minds. Would Shamar Moore have messed with, what's her name? The blonde girl?
Penelope. That's not her real name, but.
Okay, it's all right. Whatever their character's name was. Anyways,
but yeah,
so
The Gentleman. A lot of people have been hyping it up for me. I watched the first season. It's pretty good. It's like about this guy who inherits an estate from his dad in London. He's like a duke. Like there's titles that come with it. Oh. Like acres and acres of land. And he comes to find out that like under his land is a whole like underground marijuana operation. And it's like him like, I haven't watched the rest of the show, but pretty much it's based off of the movie that came out in 2019 with Matthew McConaughey and everybody. And Matthew McConaughey is like this drug lord. Have you ever watched Kingsman?
Yes.
Okay, it's giving. You never watch Kingsman?
I know what Kingsman. The first
You've
one.
You've never
about.
Watched Kingsman?
Never watched.
You'd love it, bro.
You would love
sure?
it.
100%.
I've been wanting to rewatch.
Yeah. In the end. That's a dude with.
He's got the
people,
list.
People fan casted that dude as Wolverine before, shit like that.
I don't know about that.
I've seen people fan cast him.
Oh, because he's short.
That's inappropriate. Not what you said, but the casting. I think that's
inappropriate.
Give us Daniel Radcliffe as Wolverine. I'd rather have that.
No.
Daniel Radcliffe as Wolverine?
No.
I don't think that's bad. I'd take it.
No. Have you seen, like...
I wouldn't love it, but I'd take it.
He's hairy. He could do it.
I know. I
you seen that last, like, picture? He was ripped.
I mean, I don't know.
Wolverine's, like, this tall. It
Wolverine's
fits.
Just kind of got that, like, burly, like... I don't know. Even if Daniel Radcliffe got the fur, it just he doesn't have the vibe. To be
fair, Hugh Jackman doesn't have anything Wolverine vibey. He is my definitive Wolverine, but like
the eyes,
he doesn't have anything Wolverine-y. Bro's not even the proper height.
I know, he's so tall.
Bro's like 6'4".
Yeah, he's not supposed. You know, and Wolverine's supposed to be. Than me. Yeah, Wolverine's supposed to be like my height.
Little baby.
So.
Just a baby,
Yeah, so The Gentlemen, it's good. I'm watching that right now. I'm probably gonna keep watching it because I was a huge fucking fan. So yeah, I compare it to The Kingsman in that like they're like it's like drug lords, but they're businessmen. They're gentlemen, you know. But they also they're fucking gangsters.
Okay,
you know. So it's just a really good collision of the two.
Where are you watching it?
It's on Netflix.
Okay,
it's on Netflix. It just came out. A lot of people really loving it right now. So yeah, I'm watching that. I'm also watching A Three Body Problem.
What?
Oh, I know about that. That's with Wong in it, right?
From Doctor Strange.
A Three Body Problem?
Mm-hmm. It's a Netflix series that just came out.
It's sci-fi. I don't know what it really is about.
It's based off of a book, a sci-fi horror book that came out, I don't know, fucking years ago. It's like a trilogy. I never read it, unfortunately. But it's very much a thriller show where all these you find out like all these scientists are like killing themselves.
Oh.
And there's like no, you know, like breaking or entering signs. There's no signs of struggle and things like that. So they're like, okay,
so everyone's like, what's going on?
Are these suicides? Are people like, because it's just too many. All these scientific studies are like shutting down. All these scientists are like out of jobs and depressed. And it pretty much alludes to like aliens.
Ooh.
Pretty much. I don't want to give too much away.
Okay.
But that's pretty much like what the whole show is about. A lot of people have been watching it. Obviously, because there's a lot of fans from the book series itself.
Mm.
I'm 3 episodes in right now.
How many are there?
8.
Okay.
It's really good. Again, it's really doing a good job building up that suspense, building up that mystery. You know who's in it? Samwell Tarly from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
He's in it. It's a good, and like you said, Wong from Doctor Strange. It's a good cast of characters. The acting's great. If you like something suspenseful and mysterious, it's definitely the show to watch.
Okay.
But that definitely leads me into a question for you guys.
What?
Do you believe in aliens? And if so, what is your opinion on them? Yes. If so, if not.
Yes.
Yes, also.
I believe there is something out there.
Yes.
I do not know what.
It would be so, what's the word? Narcissistic of us to think that we are the only things out there in this giant galaxy.
Okay, vocab.
Unless we're in a simulation.
So here's the thing. The reason why I believe in it is because I'm going to be very disappointed if we're the best the universe has to offer.
Okay.
As a species, as a planet. That is sad.
Yeah.
Like, that is very sad. Like, we are literally self-destroying this whole thing.
Yeah.
For the most part.
And dogs also, are like, the best, you know, the world has to offer.
I mean, we're the best the world has to offer, technically.
Yeah.
But, like, if this is the best the whole universe.
Yeah, nah.
If there is a whole universe, which, like, I believe there's a whole universe, that's kind of sad.
I mean, we are only one galaxy. And then there's definitely so much. There's other galaxies out there. Like, it's proven there's other galaxies.
And I'm not saying for sure. I'm not willing to die on the hill. Like, I can prove anything. But, like, I would at least just be disappointed if we are the most advanced planet in just existence. I'm going to be like, damn, this is the best we got. Like, we're over here raiding fucking the capital, and you got all types of fucking shit going on. It's just like, we literally hate ourselves. Like,
no.
We're going to destroy our own planet at the end of the day. I hope there's better out there.
I definitely think there's better out there. Like, we haven't even explored the rest of our oceans. It sucks that, like, we haven't had.
I think that that's, like, the craziest thing ever. When, like, you hear the statistic where it's, like, we know more about outer space than we know about our ocean.
Yeah!
Why?
I'm not willing to fuck around and find out, bro. No. The ocean scares me.
Do you see some of the pictures of, like, those things underwater?
Yeah.
Like giant squids.
I know.
And, like, tentacle we don't even know how deep the fucking water goes. We don't even know what's at the, court. There's mad things. Now I'm just like, and this is why I stay in Brooklyn.
Fun fact, I originally, as a child, thought I was going to be an oceanographer. Because I was just very obsessed with, like, shells and mermaid and the beach and the ocean. And there's just so many cool things out there.
Bro, I was trying to ride a whale.
Yo, I could never. Have you seen those videos of, like, whales popping out and someone's in a kayak? Like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I would shit myself. No. If a whale popped up next to me while I'm in the... No.
Pass.
The ocean, especially because of One Piece, scares the shit out of me.
Yeah, bro. No. Especially at night.
At night.
At night?
Can you imagine? I still don't know how people back in the day could like navigate with the stars. Like that's incredible. Like
that
you
is incredible. Figure that out. Well, you I mean, back in the day, like
there I can't was even no navigate like, now with a paper map.
Is that?
You give me a paper map, it's clip for me.
Oh, I can. That's because like I was literally a delivery boy when I was like 17 delivering with a paper map because I couldn't afford that like Tombox GPS thing.
Oh wow.
So I would use a paper map like, "Yo, I got to deliver this pizza. I got to figure this shit out
Yo,
quick."
Yo, that's crazy.
Danny the pizza boy.
Yeah, but the ocean's super fucking scary. Mm-hmm. So in follow-up question, do you believe aliens have visited us?
I think so.
Nah.
I think so because...
Visited or just like we found some shit?
But either.
Well, listen, there's all these news articles that have been circulating around lately. You had that guy who was testifying in front of Congress. Mexico's over here showing dead alien bodies.
Fake bodies.
You know, so... Do you believe aliens have visited us now or in the past? Because you're seeing more UFO sightings more and more now. So,
I don't think they visited. I think that a lot of that shit is just to keep us oh, God, this has turned into the conspiracy theorist podcast. What have you done? I think that shit has maybe fell here, possibly. But I do not think that like anybody actively came here and dipped back out. Only because of just what that takes in regards to just like engaging with our atmosphere scientifically and re-engaging out without anybody on this planet noticing in regards to science-wise. Depending on what year it took place in as well.
Right.
And now, if it was mad long in the day, back in the day, whatever, totally could be wrong. But, like, currently, if it happened in, like, the past, like, 40 years, it's not that long ago. That's the
80s. Yo, it's not. Yeah.
About like if it was in the past, like, 50 years, nah. But maybe, I don't know, back in the day, sure, I could be proven wrong.
I don't know. I think there's definitely, I think there's totally instances where we've been visited. Like, Area 51 is literally meant for that stuff. You know, like, we don't know what they have. We don't know.
Do you remember when people were, like, going to storm Area 51?
Yeah, and they, like, Naruto ran. Yeah.
Those are the moments where the anime fans look fucking insane. Like, every time I'm always trying to be like, I hate, like, don't try to make fun of people who watch anime. And then, like, there's just, like,
the anime
people
ran
do,
over there.
Like, anime who just do anime weird shit. And you're just like, this is why. This is why they keep calling us weird. There's nothing different from us and sports fans in regards to obsessiveness and reality TV fans. But then we do shit like that. And you look like the people who fucking tried to tear down Philly when they won the Super Bowl.
Yikes.
You look nuts.
But anyways, I do think that there's stuff in Area 51. Like, there's a reason, you know, that like, and they came out and said like, yeah, we do have aliens. Like, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you didn't hear about that?
In Area 51?
Well,
yeah.
I don't know if they said
it. I did not.
Well, it's just the government said this. They found some shit.
Yeah, the government said that there are aliens. Yeah. So I'm like, yes. And everyone kind of just didn't bat an eye because we were like, bitch, we knew that. Like,
well, I think that they confirmed that there are like actual UFOs.
Yeah.
That they don't know what they are. But I don't think they confirmed whether or not
aliens. Aliens is, I don't know what the term they want to they use. Yeah. But definitely like unidentified. That's all it stands for, right?
Aliens has such like a broad like...
Plus it can mean something else because like movies have clouded I think what we think.
For instance, like for me, I do believe that aliens exist out there in the universe somewhere. Mm-hmm. Sure, like literally mathematically it's impossible that we're the only ones out
exactly
there, right? Do I believe that aliens have visited us now or in the past? No, like you said before, like are you going to be disappointed that we're the most advanced species out there in the universe? Hey, maybe we are. Mm. I don't know. It's still crazy to think that anybody could reach us, you know, on a, like a spaceship or something. So I'm more inclined to believe that like all these UFOs or whatever are maybe just technologies that us or other countries or other civilizations that we don't know about are driving. I'm more inclined to believe that.
Oppenheimer helps me kind of believe that more when it goes like to like how much shit we don't know what the other person is doing.
Yeah.
Like especially you know? With the atomic like race and all that stuff and hydrogen, but like that's possible too.
Like you said before too, like you think it could be like a distraction to distract us from other things.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Because also look what human beings did. We wanted to believe aliens and that's because just like I think humans as a whole, we're kind of silly. We are more in love with proving somebody wrong than when the evidence is actually there and they tell us we're right.
Yep.
So like everybody was feeling like they're hiding it. And then it was like, yeah, we got it. And nobody cared. Nobody cared. Or wasn't the Epstein list. People was fiending for that Epstein list. It came out. Nobody cared.
Yep.
That's not true. People like were like, look, see, we've been
doing it. It's not, but it's not to the same degree how people cared about it coming out.
Yeah.
Like that's nobody cared. No, nobody cared in regards to the scale of like, everybody was making a statement. When that Epstein list comes out, when that Epstein list comes out, and then it came out, and then we went on about our days. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, because it was a list full of people we didn't even know. Mm. We was fiending for, like, the biggest celebrities we knew to be a part of it. It was a whole bunch of millionaires.
Because they definitely excluded. There was, like, a top 16 that, like, exclusively paid to not be released. And it's like, we knew. There was three presidents on there.
Who did
we
they
knew.
Pay that money to? Like, I don't want to know. It does. I don't want to know. But yeah, like you think of, you know how in literally today there are tribes around the world that are uncontacted, mm-hmm. right? And like sometimes they'll see like a plane.
Yeah, every island hasn't even been discovered. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, really?
The sea is so. I mean, I'm sure in regards to like a map, you can see it, but like there's some islands that are so small that's just uninhabited. Oh, or it's yeah. just like a sect of people who've never been touched. Like those still exist yeah. on and.
Can you imagine know what I mean? Them like seeing like a plane or a helicopter or a ship go by?
Yeah.
How are they going to explain that?
It could be a Wakanda low-key, and we don't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you want to get into Anime Boston since we're talking about foreign places?
Boston.
How was it?
Yeah. It was actually really good. Yeah. So guys, I was actually staff. I didn't go to Anime Boston just, you know, willy-nilly or whatever. A friend of my best friend invited us to go and was like, hey, I'm going to be on the, you know, videography team and we're going to be making stuff. Would you guys want to come? And so I was like, yeah. So I ended up being on social media because that's what I do for a living. So I was like, this will be easy to do for them. And, you know, my other friends were all on the CTS team. I forgot what it stands for, but basically doing the videography stuff and putting it up on the big screen, which was really cool. Okay, so ups and downs. So one I thought was really cool. We actually hit capacity on Saturday. That's never happened in like 20 years.
Where was it at? Like what venue?
So it was
like
at
I don't know anything about Anime Boston. I did say that one person was there. So
it was at the Heinz Convention, which is connected to like a Sheraton hotel. Apparently, there's only like two big places to hold like conventions like that. And that was one of them. So since we hit capacity, a lot of people was like, why don't you guys have it at the other place? Why don't you guys have it at the other place? And it's like, bro, it's not that easy.
That's
you
not
know,
how it works.
It's not how it works. You know how many people you have to go through.
Nobody
talk
cares
through.
How the sauce is made.
Exactly. No one cares how the sauce is made. So, you know, so what my social media manager there was like, oh, you got your first fire. You get to deal with this. So basically, because we had to make the announcement and be like, hey, guys, on Saturday. Friday went off without a hitch. Saturday was, hey, guys, we hit capacity, so we're not letting walk-ins come in, essentially.
Like and people without tickets?
Yeah. It's just people without tickets that just wanted to come up to the door and try to buy a ticket.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, that's what
I got a ticket.
When I tell you, I had this Karen in this inbox that was like...
Inbox? Like my email?
Yeah. No, like people message the Facebook, the Instagram, Twitter, and
Did
they'll like...
Did you manage all of them?
Yeah. So we like were watching all of them and waiting for people's responses. You know, most of it's like pretty easy, you know. Hey, can I like buy things at the door? Hey, do you guys have coat check? Like little simple things. But once we did the announcement, it was, I can't believe this happened. I have two kids that are going and they spent all their time and money and they have so much anxiety and depression like on cosplays only for them to get shut away. Girl, why didn't you buy the ticket ahead of time?
Wait, so she brought kids. They bought kids with no ticket.
Yeah.
Let them dress up and all that.
Yep.
That's the
and they just
problem.
Expected to have it at the door?
As an adult, bro, that's your bad. Fuck them kids.
That's,
that's your bad. Fuck them kids.
Literally.
Fuck them kids.
Exactly.
Just because you got kids, you don't just get a pass, my guy. Like,
no. That's not how that works. Get your tickets in advance.
Exactly.
We're going to show up to a Bad Bunny concert and be like, yo, my kids dressed up as bunnies.
As bunnies. They showed up and they're bad as fuck.
Like, oh, no. My God. Yeah, plan ahead of time. But, okay, so... Different things, because, you know, compared to, like, New York Comic Con, Anime NYC, people were asking me, like, what's the difference with Anime Boston? Well, one, the venue was, it was upwards, you know? So there was, like, three levels to
it.
No,
it's not, like, spread out.
No.
It's spread up.
Yeah, it's spread up. So I thought
it's
it was
tall,
cool.
Not wide.
Yeah.
Long, no girth. Sorry. Sorry. No Diddy. No Diddy.
Stop. Anyways. So it was cool because since they had so many floors, there was a lot of open windows. So it was a lot more like photo opportunities and stuff. a lot less cosplayers than expected. Of course, there was a lot.
Yeah.
But no one went, like, super ham. Like, no one was bringing out their, like, most worked on cosplay, I don't feel like.
What was the best you saw?
Dude, the guy... You remember Samurai Jack?
Yeah, of course.
Someone did
Aku?
Yeah! Yo! Aku and Samurai Jack. Yeah.
Yo, if you got a picture of
that... I do. I'll show it. We'll show it to you guys.
We'll put it on the screen.
But it was really cool. So that they... Full size.
What was the worst you saw?
Give us the tea.
I mean, that's kind of like me.
You can't really do that.
Like, the worst you saw could just be somebody who just showed up in regular clothes.
Yeah!
You know what I mean?
No, the worst I saw... I saw, I'll tell you, I saw three.
Oh, she had an answer. That's so fucked up.
Three different ahegao suit people.
One of them was a girl. Is that face, the hentai anime girl orgasm face?
Like, oh my god, that shit?
Yeah.
That's the cringiest
thing. Oh god, this is, back again. This is why they think we fucking weird, bro.
This is Area 51.
They think we fucking weird. Oh my god. I just got skied just now.
Yes, and like one of them, dude had a bucket hat, the sweatshirt, the pants,
He had the whole set.
The whole set.
Yo.
No, but the girl, I was disappointed in the girl.
His girlfriend?
No. It was
the girl who had the eye hiccup?
Yeah, because there was two guys and a girl, separately. And the girl just walked around. I looked at her, I was like, I'm so disappointed, girl.
Was she just wearing a shirt?
No, she had the sweatshirt and a skirt.
Not Kimmy not supporting all women.
Women are very dumb.
Kimmy hates women.
No, I support very dumb. Do not support the dumb ones. Anyways, yeah. So
she had the sweater?
Yeah, and it's not even like she had the guy Haigao face on, which I was like, okay.
I haven't seen that.
I did. I saw it for the first time at Anime NYC.
Show me later.
I have a video. I was like, bitch! Because I was like, oh, I'm stunned.
You don't see the male Haigao face.
You don't. I saw Bakugo one, too.
Oh, stop.
Anyways. So.
Unless it's adult Bakugo, then it's okay.
We don't even know. Anyways.
I'd like to see the All Might one. Just for research purposes.
I'm signing up for it. Someone make this. Okay. Anyways. Yeah. So those were the worst that I saw. So completely different experience, right? So I didn't bring any like real cosplays. One, because I forgot my glasses and I was going to do like simple Kyoko. One, I couldn't fucking see because it was raining all weekend. So I had to drive in that.
Oh, it was a rainy.
It was so bad. So whatever. So I forgot my glasses, so I couldn't do one of my cosplays. Second day, I dressed up as like Trixie Tang from Fairly Odd Parents.
I saw that.
Yeah, so that was fun. It was simple, you know, like if you know, you know. So I had a lot of people actually recognize me. I was very surprised.
Trixie?
People were just like, are you dressed as Trixie?
I think off the heels of Quiet on Set. I think that was proper timing.
Fuck, do people even remember that person's name?
Trixie Tang?
Well, that was a big deal.
That's a big thing.
Like, that was his girl.
Timmy Turner?
Yeah.
That wasn't his girl?
He had an episode
when it was his girl.
Yeah, one episode.
Yeah, but that was like his crush. That was like his thing.
I'm sure 99% of the people don't remember
that
girl's name.
There's only Trixie Tang and Tootie.
There's only two girls.
How do you remember both of their names?
How do you not? Those are the only two girls on the whole show.
He didn't watch Nickelodeon.
Anyways, I didn't watch Nickelodeon that much, but she was iconic. They're both iconic.
I wouldn't say iconic. Wanda was iconic.
Well, she's the main character.
Yeah.
The military fairy guy, I don't remember his name.
Jordan Von Strangle? Anyway.
He was iconic, not...
And you don't even remember his name.
Timmy Turner! You're broken the rules!
You should cosplay as him, bro.
Fuck no.
I got the voice.
My friend did him and he was great.
Oh, yeah. No way near the game, bro. I got too much belly
so
for that.
So good. For my birthday last year, it was a fairy party. He came as Jordan Malstrangle.
Perfect.
It was great. It was great.
I'm going to say, wasn't we at your birthday last year?
No, the one before.
Oh, okay.
I was going
to
say.
But anyways, yeah, so I actually got to do things that I never do before. I went to panels. I barely ever go to panels at any convention.
Because you're too busy fucking taking pictures. Exactly. And fucking trying to show your cosplay. Which mother, but that sounds like you kind of have the normal person experience.
Yeah.
Which was interesting.
Would you do that more often, I guess, like
other cons, just regular instead of like committing to the cosplay, or you feel like you have to just.
I don't know.
What's the difference between like going as a regular schmegular person?
You will not get stopped.
Yeah. You're not bothered.
You really get stopped that much?
I do.
I get stopped.
Yeah.
And I'm not even good looking.
No, because if you're in a good... It doesn't matter if you're good looking or not, which he is. But Yeah, people will stop you for photos all the time. Like, I heard someone multiple times be like, can I get your photo? And I automatically went to turn because I'm so used to being in cosplay.
You're committed.
Okay. And all I was like, oh, no. But like people did stop me to ask for questions of like, hey, do you know where this is? And I was like, oh, shit, why are they asking me? Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Why I don't know. I don't work here.
I was like, oh, I work here.
Wearing red and khaki and Target and wondering why people stop it and asking you questions.
You're on job, Kimmy.
Yeah, so, which most of the time when I was, you know, working, I was, like, in one room.
Yeah.
Just where we were sitting and chilling and, like, all that stuff, like, you know, monitors in front of us and all that stuff and just watching what's going on the socials. But, yeah, for the most part, it was a really fun experience. I got to do that. Unfortunately, I know people like to joke and say, like, oh, anime fans don't shower. Nah, bitches. So, most of the time, I'm like, you know, facts. I believe that they do. Bro.
Wait.
12 people I sat on. Up until
when? Up until, like, this weekend?
Yes. No, when I went to Anime Boston, two of the panels I went to, I had the unfortunate instance of sitting next to nasty-smelling men. And it's not like I could choose it, because, like, sometimes they'll appoint you a seat, like, oh, this one's open, go sit
there.
Can't
you just stand?
What?
Can't you just stand?
They're all seated. They're seated panels.
I'm sad.
Yeah, so this one guy smelled so bad next to me. I had to physically just
was
keep
it
my body this
B.O.
way.
Or was it shit?
It wasn't B.O. It was like he smelled weird.
I think that's one of my biggest, like, as a guy, like as a cis hetero dude, one of my biggest gripes with like other cis hetero men is like when they stink. I'm like, damn, bro. I was like, there is so much stuff that's out there for us in regards to like fragrances and shit like that. I'm like,
wait,
but you just didn't even try.
What about women who stink? Well, you like that stink?
That's a whole other level.
That's
like
a whole other bag.
What do you mean? Like, that's a whole other level.
This sometimes just like a lot of things that may go on that may lead to that. You know what I mean? Okay. There's a lot of non-tangible, just things that I may not know what's going on. I do not know what made you stink right now, my guy.
Yeah.
I genuinely do not know what you're going through that you stink right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just like deodorant is wicked. Like, I don't know. I mean, then again, every time I see on the internet, people don't believe in like washcloths and all that
crazy
shit. I'm always just
crazy.
Like,
crazy. Which I was like, not only did he like stink next to me, but also he fell asleep during the panel and he was snoring. He was snoring.
Nah, bro, you gotta
and it was a good
out.
Panel.
You smell and you snore, bro.
That's
you
why.
Go.
So I'm That's sitting it. There like, I want to stay here because I really wanted to know what the person was saying because it was like a how to update your cosplay with like foam and details and stuff. Yeah.
It was very informative.
It was super informative. I loved it. It was like by Cow Butt Crunchies cosplays.
What was it?
Cow Butt Crunchies.
Cow Butt? That's a good name.
Yeah.
That's a good name.
Yeah, random.
Good branding.
Yeah, I love it.
You caught my attention.
Yeah, they had a really good panel and I was like super like, wow, this is so cool. Talked about Warblood, talked about foam and like how to make things different, little tips and tricks. Yeah. And I was like, wow, this is so cool. They didn't even know half the stuff. And this guy is smelling up my side and I'm like literally sat this way because I'm just like,
ow.
It was that bad. Man. It was that bad.
So what do you think about the vendor options that was there compared to like other ones that are here?
So much better than like New York Comic Con. I was pleasantly surprised because normally I'm like, I don't go to dealer's room because like, you know, it's always the same stuff. It's always just like resellers.
Yeah.
No, they actually had multiple people that were like actual like sellers that were small businesses. Yeah. So like most
like
artists
like TikTok shops and shit like that, like people like that, or just like
no, like artists that would be an artist alley, but they sold like apparel and things like sweatshirts and jackets and like umbrellas and like things like that, like smaller things.
I get that this like for artist alley, that's probably just a matter of like bandwidth and what's available, but I think that's why. Like, I know you enjoy Artist Alley, but I do not get anything out of going to Artist. I'm not going to buy. You see how I keep my place, right? Like, what am I going to do when I buy something from Artist Alley? It's just going to go into like a drawer. I'm not necessarily going to probably put it on any of my walls because I kind of already have my stuff kind of
you
a certain
could.
Way. So I could, but that means I have to take. I'm very intentional with my space in regards to just how I keep everything. So me going to Artist Alley, I'd rather just invest probably in just like a big painting or something like that, like something that can get something themed.
Well, you always forget that there's way more at Artist Alley than just like posters and prints.
Yeah, but that was like you saying like they have apparel and stuff, which I never really see, at least in my experience going through Artist Alley. It's always just like, oh, I'm just going to buy a bunch of prints or just something else that's just going to collect dust. Mm. Versus, like, if I could find somebody that's incorporating into, like, a hoodie, a cool hat, or apparel. Usefulness. I'm more inclined to, like, visit Artist Alley than just... I hate clutter. You know what I mean?
That's like, valid. It's just
years and years and years, mm-hmm. and it stacks. You're just going to have mad art for nothing.
No, I agree. Because I can't, I literally cannot buy any more prints because I don't have any more space on my walls.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I have so many things that I've even still now bought and I don't have frames for them and they're just sitting on the side and I'm waiting for more space to put them. Oh, all the kinds
waiting for more space. That's like the horror dream.
I hate it.
Waiting for, I know. Like, you know that more space. It's not coming.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why would I buy the prints? I'm like, more space isn't just gonna come.
But at Artist Alley, it's not just prints, guys. So there's everything. Like, I saw someone selling micro cloths to clean your glasses that were like anime inspired.
Yeah. I would have bought that.
Exactly.
Damn it, Kimmy. You should have told me.
So my Anime Boston?
Yeah, at Anime Boston.
Which is not what we normally see.
No, but at normal artist alleys, they have all different kinds. Some people had purses. Some people had Ida bags that they sold. A lot of people do have shirts. Like, maybe not everyone has apparel, but some of them do.
Maybe it's easier for, like, these smaller independent vendors to get into something like Anime Boston than compared to something like Anime NYC. When, like you said, all these resellers, like, swarm whatever booths you need.
There's probably like a market lock in regards to like what vendors are at like the New York conventions versus like Anime Boston is probably not as big or well known.
No, apparently it was still pretty big. Like they're it's a lottery for Anime Boston because to be an artist, like to get picked as a vendor because they get so many applicants that it becomes a lottery.
Yeah.
Oh.
So yeah, that's how it's big. Yeah. When I tell you like cap, when we capped, it was 31,000 people.
Whoa!
Yeah, 31,000 people.
In one time?
In one day. Yeah, it's on a Saturday. That's why.
Going back to that, Karen, fuck your kids. I'm sorry. We got 31,000 people here. Sorry.
Yeah, some people were like, wow, isn't there supposed to be stuff that's like prevents that this happens? Like, isn't there supposed to be a cap?
What is my the cap?
31,000 people.
There you go.
And literally, one of my managers was like, they went so sassy. They were like, we did. We hit it. We capped. And the person deleted their comment because they were right.
Stupid.
Literally wild.
Would you go back next year?
I think so. No. But the only thing I will say is that I think I would go back, but definitely bring some of like my own personal friends. Just because since like my friends over there were all on the same team, they all had specific roles to do. And I had no one to hang out with, like, with me by myself. I ran into a couple of my, like, cosplay friends and stuff. Yeah. But it's hard when you're, like, working it and, like, you're on different teams. So, like, sometimes, like, it was cool because I could be let in, like, early to some of the shows, see some of the other stuff, get all, like, the heads up. Like, I went into dealer's room early.
It does sound like you like doing things with friends. But it sounds like you got to do more things that you enjoy than people-pleasing by not having a lot of people around, and also not cosplaying. Because if we're being honest, when you cosplay, you are just a walking people pleaser.
Yeah,
you are taking photos anytime somebody asks, unless you just are not in the mood.
Mm-hmm.
You're dealing with attention all the time, and X, Y. There's a lot going on. Where it sounds like you did have a much more informative and kind of a different experience.
Yeah,
being out of that cosplay. So would you do that again for future conventions? Would you choose a day to like just go there, kind of civilian like, and not cosplay? Because I feel like that. You seem like you got more. I always feel like you just seem like you just have so much going on every time you go dressed up. Where like you can't even keep track of your phone. Somebody else is holding your phone. Like you have, it's chaotic. Where it seems like you got to enjoy the con for what they had to offer this time around.
It depends. So I feel like Anime Boston, I definitely would do again, like as a staff member. I think I would bring at least some simple cosplays. Like again, something like Trixie Tang, where it's like simple, but like no one's stopping me for pictures. But it's like people recognize me. It's like, oh, I love your thing. You know, also
something light, not heavy.
Yes. Which also, by the way, they had, I forgot to tell you guys, they had a lot of concerts, like actual performers come and do concerts. Like Anime NYC usually has maybe like one or two like really big ones, but that's it. But they had like four, a lot. You know, who did go? So we had artists like Baby Beard. We had Lotus Juice, all like Japanese artists. Oh my god, why is it? I'm totally blanking on literally the headliner.
Let me get Atarashi Gakko.
Stop your calling! Oh my god, literally, I would go crazy if they came. Who is the one that sings?
Girl, you are not going to get an answer from him, and you probably won't get an answer
on Dead on Luck.
The person who does the intro? I don't know who does the intro for that.
Okay, I'm going to look it up really quick, just because you...
I'll look it up.
They do so good.
Wait, which intro? The first one or the second one? Because they got two.
I think the most recent, I think.
The most recent is Queen Bee.
Queen Bee. I saw Queen Bee.
Okay, because yes. I have it on my playlist. Like, I listen to yes, that show.
I know you do.
All the time.
Yes, so Queen Bee, which... By the way, guys, Queen Bee does not only the intro for Undead Unluck, they do one of Chainsaw Man's, they did Oshinoko, they did, I think some other one.
The Oshinoko's second intro?
I am not sure, because I haven't seen Oshinoko. Okay. But maybe yeah, they outro. Did all of those, and they were so good. I was like, holy shit, this is amazing. Nice. And since I was staff, the day after the convention, which we got to stay an extra day and all that to like recover, help, all that stuff, I saw all the artists just outside leaving, you know, like I came to leave. Well, I was leaving early on Monday morning and they were all just, you know, getting ready to get into their bus to leave. And I was like, this is cool. I get to see everybody nice. Just like up close. Nice. They're awesome.
Right. Yeah. So overall, good experience.
Great experience. Nice. I think I will definitely go back again. So that's right. Just me.
Cool. So since you will probably not dress as a civilian again, you wouldn't rather do that. You got some would you rathers for us, right?
I got some would you rathers for you guys. Ooh, change it up a little bit. You know, see where we all stand. And this, I'm going to turn it to this side so you can't read it.
Ooh.
Right, I've been looking at his whole
I saw your eye. I saw your wandering eye. All right. Would you rather, anime edition, would you rather attend UA High School or Duel Academy from Yu-Gi-Oh! GX?
UA.
Duel Academy.
Duel Academy for sure.
Nah,
I'm not trying to fucking get attacked by no villains. It's yeah, super right. chill playing some card game. I'm thinking practical here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Especially like My Hero. Don't let that My Hero love cloud your judgment. You really trying to go to school?
Yo, if you can go to Duel Academy, then you're going to be...
didn't say you got a quirk. You're going to be part of the fucking weapons people. The people who make the...
No, she's going to be the marketing and
you
sales.
Already, she already crafts stuff. Oh, you're going to be... Well, you,
stop! You what if I got a cool quirk?
No, you don't get a quirk.
I don't get a cool quirk!
We don't get powers.
I'm gonna have a cool quirk.
No, you gonna be working in the weapons department.
Hell nah.
The support team.
Yeah,
you gonna be the support
just
team. You already make
you
cosplay.
Will be lame doesn't mean I will.
You literally make it already.
Exactly. I'd be cool. It'd be great.
You're gonna be in the support team. A cool support team person.
I don't have to be. I could have cool powers.
He didn't say we gonna have quirks.
I didn't say nothing about quirks. I just
okay.
Said,
do
you said
we?
Would you rather go
there
to school?
There are plenty of normal people.
Okay, so
that go to UA.
So just regular people. Would I rather go
or,
to Duel
or
Academy?
Let's say you have a quirk, but it's not a quirk that's gonna make you a superhero. There are plenty of people
you
in
got like Mineta's quirk.
Listen, if he can get into the hero team, I could too.
Which is crazy.
I'm not going to the hero team with Mineta's quirk. He's wild. He's getting saved by plot armor. He should have been dead.
He should have been.
He should have been dead.
Sticky grapes.
Yeah. But he captures people.
Yo, if you're going to Duel Academy, you have the chance to be an entertainer and perform in front of thousands of people in sold out stadiums.
You could be a content creator.
Remember Aster Phoenix, the guy from GX, the guy with the gray hair who had the element, not the Elemental Heroes, it was the Destiny Heroes. Yo, he was a performer. These people
GX.
Make money.
You didn't watch GX? I didn't watch GX. Skip GX.
I feel like you have it crossed off on your list, bro.
I watched Yu-Gi-Oh! GX.
But like, I've never watched it in its entirety. I've seen, like, I know exactly what
Get
GX
your
is
game
about.
On.
Yeah, I know the theme song. Yeah. I went to 5Ds. 5Ds is just way better than
that. No, I went up to 5Ds and gave up on it because I was like, this is lame.
What? 5Ds?
Yeah.
Yo, don't.
I don't know. They got to the first arena they were rolling
so
around, and I was
better
just like,
than GX,
it's not though.
The stupid little Karibo, that stupid Karibo that he was talking to.
Nah, don't come up Karibo.
Disrespect.
Nah, no disrespect to Karibo.
Fucking lame.
No, he's
at least he had a Karibo.
Precious.
Who did Yusei Fudo have as a Karibo? Nobody.
He had a fucking Oh God.
Drunk Synchron?
He had the junk Synchron.
Nah, bro. No, he had Stardust Dragon.
Absolutely.
He didn't have no Karibo.
I might just be in my edgy phase. I just think 5Ds is just better. It's just...
And that's on you.
I prefer
Jade and Yuki as a protagonist. But yes, 5Ds is better overall.
You say Fudo's way better as a protagonist.
Mm. We're not going to get into this right now.
Anyways, what's the next question?
The next question. Would you rather last 5 minutes against Mikasa and she thinks you have Eren? Or Mirko from My Hero, and she thinks you're a Nobu.
I'm probably going to pick Mirko.
I'm picking Mirko.
I feel like I stand a better chance.
Yeah.
Did you stand a better chance?
Yeah, yeah. Because this and bitch got a fucking blade. She will cut your head off. Yeah.
No, she won't because she thinks you have Eren, so she needs information.
No, but
she needs
she's
to
not,
keep you alive.
But she's not fun.
Mikasa's not a...
She's boring.
Like this. Like, Mikasa's she's boring. Really gonna,
she's boring.
As in, like, she's not trying to play. Like, she's not... There's nothing fun.
If Mirko steps on me and I look up, I will cry from the beautiful image that I get. Like,
yo, bro, that's your fetish.
I wasn't even fetishizing. I was thinking practical. Like, I didn't say nothing about my head getting squished by her thighs. Like, I didn't say anything like that. Listen, we already know your content that you make about dressed like us.
Stop. Listen, she's beautiful.
So, I was just saying, like, there's nothing fun. Like, Mikasa's never making you tee-hee.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
There's nothing tee-hee about her. She's going for blood. You're getting clipped. If you don't even have the answer, you might still get killed.
I don't know. I don't know how far you got into it. I know you said, like, season two. Do you remember that one scene when Mikasa was literally going after Bert Holt and Reiner because they had Eren?
Had the blade in Ban's mouth.
And Reiner's, like, covering his neck, and Mikasa's, like, looking through the fingers at Bert Holt, and her face was just, like...
Nah, not a fun time.
Exactly. She's not fun. Fast. She's all business.
Scary.
Yeah.
Versus, like... Mirko, she will fuck with you.
Yeah, she might make a little joke before she kill me, at least.
Exactly.
A little jokey joke. There's no joke.
You see when she pulled off that Nomu's head with her thighs?
Jeffrey Dahmer.
That's one way to go.
Mikasa? Nah.
Absolutely.
All right.
What's the next one?
Next one. Would you rather go into an anime world of your choosing or bring an anime character into this world?
So either way, I don't go into that world with powers, and that person's coming here, and nobody else has powers.
Well, hypothetically, let's say you say One Piece, you could go find a Devil Fruit, bro.
Well, I already can't swim, but like that's just One Piece specifically, right? I already can't swim, so like it's not necessary. It's a win-win for me because I'm already like fucked over. So it's a W for me. But like if I'm thinking about other anime worlds, because like. Say you like accidentally pull a lottery and it's like it's a villain. Like you pull like an anime villain here, it's clipped for us. Like any of them, like all for one,
Imagine Mother. Well, why? He ain't got no quirks to steal from people.
But he'll already have quirks.
Maybe.
We can't beat nobody with quirks here. We don't have the technology.
Okay, but would they have their powers if they came here?
Yeah. Yeah, they're gonna like if you bring Gojo Satoru, then he's gonna have Infinity Red.
If I bring Gojo Satoru, he's not leaving my room.
You punch
him
above your weight grade.
Above my what?
He got you back.
Lies.
Had to get him back. What?
This is coming from a short king. So.
We getting our licks back here.
Part two, it continues.
Mm-mm. So you're choosing One Piece? I don't know. I don't know where you stand.
I'm going to choose Fruits Basket.
Fruits Basket?
I don't know, bro. I don't want to.
Is there anybody that you would want to bring into this world?
I guess I would just bring Luffy, honestly. Because
why?
He'd be so bored here.
Yeah, but like, he can help us with a lot of government issues.
You're right.
He'd be freeing countries.
Yeah, he'll liberate the fuck out of
but
us.
He ain't got no crew.
If I give him a chopped cheese?
You would have to be on his crew, though.
No, I just got to feed him.
He ain't got no crew, though. He needs a navigator, bro.
He'll figure it out. That's what he does.
That's true.
He would bring you in.
He's right.
Nah, I'm good.
What are you picking?
To bring here?
No, to go into a world. Or to bring here.
To bring here?
Not so you could fuck them.
Of course I will! That's why! Why would I not?
Opposite direction.
Who else am I bringing?
What do I need? I don't know for them to like protect us, the world. I don't know. Like, do good deeds.
I can have a 2-for-1. He can protect me and also entertain me. That's the 2-for-1. And Gojo got money?
He ain't bringing the money with him.
He'll know how to make it.
That's true.
He's gonna strip. All right, you got another one?
Yeah. Would you rather be the Avatar or have heavenly restriction like Toji Fushiguro from JJK?
I don't even know what that means.
Heavenly restriction is when like you have no curse energy, so your body, you're just that guy. You're faster, you're stronger, you're more agile, like...
I didn't know the Avatar.
Any of that means that's a whole new concept you're giving to me right now. That's why he's like that.
That's why he has a heavy.
Did they explain that?
Yes.
Yeah, him and Maki both have that.
What?
See, bro, this is why, like, your opinion on JJK and, like, the characters and everything, like...
I just thought that they just didn't have cursed energy and it was nice with the tools.
It's so, you know how there's binding vows?
Also, it's not my fault for the fucking series having too much fucking, like, context and details.
We're not gonna have this conversation.
Get mad. I didn't even say my opinion on the series.
Anyway.
So, Heavenly Restriction, that's the trade-off. You have no cursed energy, but you become that guy.
So how
come, so that's why Maki is...
I'm not going to ask no questions. I'm about to be like, so how come what's-his-name is always trying to bring out Maharaja every chance he get? He can't fight?
He doesn't have
any restriction.
Yeah, but he's part of that family, right?
Yes, yeah, but he Toji doesn't have that.
Toji's the black sheep. He's the only one that doesn't have curse energy.
And Maki.
But Maki's a different case because Maki has a twin sister...
That does
have curse energy. So because they're twins, that messes with Maki's heavenly restriction. Bro... Read the manga if you really got you that many questions. You don't
know they're twins? Remember the girl sisters. The girl from another school,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they're twins.
They're twins.
They're twins.
I just thought they were sisters.
Nope,
no,
they're twins.
They just
so she doesn't have curse energy because the other one does.
Not because, but they just doesn't.
Yeah, Maki has no curse energy. Her sister does have curse energy, but not a lot.
Okay.
And Maki is not like Toji because she has... Bro, just read the manga. Let's just focus on Toji.
Anyways,
would you rather be the Avatar?
I would be the Avatar because Toji is, I don't know, he's okay. Him and Maki are like okay, you know, they're big, they're bad, they fight.
If we talk about Maki in the manga.
I know.
Then that's a different story.
But I'm saying they're big, they're bad, they fight, they take down everybody, but like, I don't know, something about being the Avatar, it's just more useful powers. It's more useful.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you put like...
Because that means I still got to work out if I do the heavenly restriction shit, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but if you're the Avatar, yeah, you have to work out for both of them, bro.
What the fuck is working out as
bending
the
is literally train. Martial arts,
you
got to
train. It's martial arts.
Bending is martial arts.
Yeah.
Katara was bending with no martial arts skill,
yes,
though.
She learned.
She learned.
She literally learned.
But she was bending like without having like
she was going like
hands. Learning.
Bro, it looked like she was going to shit herself when she was bending. She was like,
yeah, because she had to like.
That's all I need.
No.
But I'll just say this.
He's not going to be no Avatar with that.
The Avatar against someone like Toji Fushiguro, they're going to win 10 times out of 10.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. This might be a spoiler, but I don't care to get spoiled. So spoiler alert for anybody for JJK reading the manga. Does Toji show back up?
No.
Okay, so I'm very confused about the obsession with the character then.
He's hot. He has big titties. Bro, that's all you need.
He washed.
All right, forget it. Now my question is no, boy. Because now it's just a surface level answer.
And he's that guy.
And just I feel like his like the fan base is so high that I thought that the character was like around longer. I don't know. That's why.
You already saw in the second season he came back.
He has the quick scene because he doesn't even say a fucking word when he comes back in the second season. Mm-hmm. And then there's the backstory thing,
yeah.
Right? The hidden inventory thing.
Yeah,
and then that's
inventory
it.
Arc. You see him come back. He fucks up the octopus guy. Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
And that's it.
And that's it, yeah, for him.
Okay, I guess I'm trying to correlate the like high obsession with Toji.
He
gets treated like a top three character in the series. And from
he's like, a sex symbol.
Yeah, I guess I just don't. Yeah. I just don't get it, I guess.
But he's also that guy.
I'm looking at the plot. I'm not looking at sex. I'm just looking. I'm like, why y'all so obsessed?
I mean, because he was really powerful.
Bro, he's drippy.
He died. Yeah.
He's powerful. He gets bitches, bro.
I don't know.
He made money.
I guess I'm not woke. I don't know. I'm sleeping.
I'm
not trying to slander Toji either. I think he's a fucking cool character.
Yeah.
I think that he's dope. I'm more or less just trying to figure out, because I get why people are obsessed with Kakashi. Kakashi is around for a long time. And it's just like with him, I'm like, I also get why people are obsessed with Gojo. Like, I'm like, Gojo had so much screen time.
Yeah.
So for Toji, I'm like, damn, I feel like
Toji's here like, for the good
like
time,
the
not a long time.
Like, almost close sucks. To like Gojo level in regards to Toji, almost, right?
Because he's hot.
I really do, unfortunately, think that has a lot to do with it.
Okay, there we go. I mean, listen, if that's the answer, that's the answer.
Yeah,
if that's the answer, that's the answer, and then there's nothing I can do. I was just confused. I was like, maybe there's like so much more Toji shit that's about to happen.
Nah.
This is the same way I feel about Ace. I don't know why people love Ace.
He's hot.
I think that has a lot to
do with
it.
That's it!
Fuck. Honestly, we're both cis hetero men.
What the fuck do we know?
Honestly, I think I would choose like the Avatar powers as well. But I think that if I were to go up against somebody like Toji or Maki, I'd get my ass.
Think about it. In this sense, for an Avatar comparison, it's like Ty Lee. You know, she has the power to take away your bending.
Yeah.
And
or like that one guy with the mask. in Legend of Korra. Amon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Korra's getting washed.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Next one.
Which plot twist, he was a bender.
Would you rather get isekai'd into High School of the Dead? You have it checked off on your list.
I know.
Or
attack. Isn't disgust? She's like, ew.
Or Attack on Titan.
Those are both terrible.
I know.
I'm probably picking Attack on Titan.
I think Attack on Titan. Yeah, because
bro, the whole world turns into fucking zombies.
More survivability
right?
on Attack on Titan than zombies.
Like if I get clipped by a Titan, I get clipped by a Titan. But these zombies, like I gotta really be over my shoulder. Yeah, like I'm getting clipped as a group. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like if a Titan come through, listen, man, I'm gonna hug y'all. And we going out together.
Yeah, we're going out.
If a zombie come, I might trip one of y'all niggas.
That's crazy. I'm just
saying. Like, one, like, all of us can't make it out of here. Somebody got a volunteer's tribute.
No, you're right. You volunteer's tribute.
I can't.
Yo, we both can't whistle. We tried it. What a waste.
Yeah, it's terrible.
You want to do it for you? There you go. Yo, we both. We did not practice that, bro.
Fuck.
Yo, that's sad.
Terrible.
I don't know. I would pick High School of the Dead, I feel. If I were to get isekai'd into there. I mean, with Attack on Titan, think about it. The world ends. So even if you get isekai'd in there, unless you're changing Eren's mind.
But everybody dies in Attack.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm not going to pick Attack on Titan.
But High School of the Dead, everyone dies because everyone's a zombie.
I mean, you don't know how the series ends.
There's only one way to be. Everyone dies.
I'm picking High School of the Dead.
Yeah, you need way more survival skills to survive a zombie apocalypse. Yeah. If a Titan gets you, that's it. Like, if the rumbling happening, like, at this point, I'm just going to, like, make it lit before I get stomped out. We all getting stomped out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a collective like, L. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think I just have more of a fighting chance in High School of the Dead. I feel like I could.
I mean,
but think about it.
You also know how to change a tire. So, like, I respect that.
Also, High School of the Dead, everyone is constantly, like, on edge. There's no safe space.
Versus, no, I'm going to be by myself.
And bro, you're not going to last by yourself.
I can change a tire.
No!
Like Corey said.
I can mount a TV. Come on to TV.
Anyways.
What are we looking forward to?
Yes. What are we looking forward to, guys?
I got a lot of things I'm looking forward to. Number one is Gear 5 Luffy comes back this Sunday.
Gear 5 Luffy. Let's go.
Oh, yeah, Luffy versus Lucci. That's my fight. Let's go. It's going down. It's been like 6 or 7 months since we had that shit. So the fan base has been really looking forward to it. It's going to be a good fight. Egghead Island popping off.
Yeah. If you're anime only, this is a good time. Like, it's about to pick back up and stay up for a while because it's still up in the manga.
Yeah, it don't stop after.
It's not going to stop. So this
introductions have been done. Bless you.
Thank you.
Another thing I'm looking forward to is the Black Clover manga is coming back after being on break for 4 months. Because unfortunately, the series is still coming out on Giga Jump
every three months.
So we're getting two chapters. So it's like a total of like 45, 50 pages. So really excited about that. We got Kaiju number 8 starting soon.
I saw the trailer. It looks really good.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good series. Again, I think I would kind of compare it to like Solo Leveling where like, you know, it's a good time.
Don't get them mad. Don't get the Solo Leveling fans mad.
Yeah. Blue Lock movie comes out next month.
Yes, I'm Blue so Lock. Excited! And Spy Family.
So Blue Lock coming out next month. I don't know nothing about Spy Family.
You haven't seen Spy Family?
No, I watched the first season and I read the manga up until like chapter 40.
I
didn't watch
season 2. I haven't finished season 2. It very slowed down. So I want to watch the rest of it.
I told you, I just felt betrayed. I really thought there was going to be something more to this plot. And if I knew it was going to be slice of life before I got into it, then I would have like had my expectations tempered.
Well, now you know.
Well, now I know, but now I just like, I'll get to it when I get to it. That's what I'll say. Like,
get to it when I get to it. Another thing that was announced that's coming out in the fall of 2024 is How to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon. Season 5, I think.
So I tapped out season 4, I think. Like, I was in it.
Come on, bro. It's not worse than Mushoku Tensei.
It's not, but like, well, Mushoku Tensei is better. But at the same time, you know what it is about the show? It's just that.
I don't know about that.
It's another isekai.
It's not an isekai. It's like Frieren, bro.
It's another fantasy.
It's like Frieren.
It's another fantasy type thing. Not isekai, sorry. I misspoke there. But like at the same time, it's just like, where's the shit going?
We'll see.
That's bitches, bro. He's picking up girls.
But like, he's not picking. Oh my! He's just like picking up random people to join his party, but like he's not picking up girls.
It's like Solo Leveling and Frieren.
Okay, mixed together. One. Okay,
because it's an adventurer story, yeah. And the boy levels up.
Okay,
it's great.
It's fine. It's all just right. Another.
He doesn't really get bitches. You know, I don't know why the title is How to Pick Up Girls.
No, because like he's picking up girls.
I mean, like he's picking up party members.
They're all girls.
Yeah. Either way, we're talking about the cinema now. We've got Godzilla. Coming yes. out, Godzilla.
And that shit is fucking just a toy commercial.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just yeah, they, I heard they gave Godzilla like a BBL. They like really made him like.
They said Kong has a fucking
go-go gadget.
What?
Bro got a whole like power up fit. Like,
I'm going to go see it tomorrow.
Oh, you really? Go see it like physically?
Yeah, in theaters. You know my bestie's obsessed with it.
You should just wait for it to come out on stream.
I can't. My bestie's obsessed, and he, you know, wants to go, so.
I mean, bless your heart. I am actually going to go to see Monkey Man. That's coming out this Friday.
Yeah, it looks really good.
The commercials, the trailers.
The trailers look really good for Monkey Man, yeah.
That movie looks amazing.
He used the Phil Collins song for the last trailer.
Which was insane. Phil Collins?
I don't think I saw that.
Yeah,
I
gotta
watch it.
You
no, did. The Phil Collins trailer, no.
Yeah, we did. We watched it at his house.
No, the Phil Collins song wasn't in that trailer, I think. It was in the second trailer. We watched the first trailer.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I saw that one. That one was great.
Also, last one. But I think I'm gonna have to do like a matinee kind of thing because I want to see two out of three of these movies. Godzilla, Monkey Man, or Kung Fu Panda 4.
I never saw any of those.
I've only seen one. Don't get Kung Fu Panda. That's not the thing to like get mad at us about, bro. Kung Fu Panda. Fantastic.
I'm not mad at you.
We didn't
hurts.
Even knock you. We didn't call it trash. Yeah. I said we only saw the first one.
Great. Guys, it's so good.
Believe you.
Okay.
He got nothing on your body's content.
What am I gonna say?
I believe you because like people love Kung Fu Panda. Yeah, Jack Black is people love Jack Black. I have nothing bad to say, but I just only seen the first one. Now if we talk of Shrek. I got you.
Dude. Oh, yeah, Shrek. Didn't they just like do it? They re-released it in movie theaters.
Think they're gonna release it? Yeah,
I would go watch it.
Yeah, no, Shrek 1.
Shrek classic. 2 is the best, low key.
I agree.
I can't be mad. I wanted to say you were being like crazy. I thought I was like,
nah, Shrek 2.
I need
best.
A hero.
The best song.
And then Prince Charming is like. It's going crazy.
Shrek 2 goes so hard.
Did y'all see Puss in Boots? Like the newest one, Last Wish?
I've been wanting to.
As an anime fan, if you don't see Puss in Boots, like Last Wish, they spit on that one.
Yep. Okay. I heard it was fantastic.
They was cooking.
I heard it was fantastic.
The wolf?
Fucking wolf. I can't. He whistles. Yeah, yeah. He whistles. We can't whistle.
No, I saw the scene where he whistles. Yeah.
Let's not even try.
Puss in Boots, if you like Shrek, but it's not like Shrek. It's a little different.
They go.
It's his own story.
They definitely go into like just more of a darker tone in regards to the concept of the Nine Live thing. Puss in Boots is by far the best movie in the whole Shrek franchise, but I do think it is just a.
Even better than 2?
No.
Or
no.
Just like on the side.
For two different things. Okay. Like, one, you're still, like, you're not really going to get that many laughs in Puss in Boots, but, like.
It's really, I heard it's talking,
he's rough. I cried, like, twice.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Thank you for reminding me. You're saying, okay, quick. You're saying that you guys keep saying I'm fucking heartless and I have no heart. Let me just say, at my job the other day, somebody came in to drop off a resume. And when I tell you that this resume was so bad, it broke my heart. Okay.
He did not just try to lead up to being heartless to being an asshole just now.
What?
You broke your heart because you saw somebody's resume because it was so bad?
Corey, when I tell you, bro.
That's different.
That's mean.
I wasn't.
He cried because it was bad?
It was just like so bad that it was like, oh my God, I want to go out and help him. I want to help him find a job. So my heart thawed. My heart melted. Damn. I was like the Grinch when the Grinch stole Christmas. My heart grew 3 times.
Danny.
Is that not?
That's not the same reason why we're crying, bro. We're crying because like we're seeing something sad happen to somebody and it's emotional.
Not because somebody's pathetic.
I didn't use that word. I didn't say that.
He did not. That's what you was cooking. What you looking forward to?
Someday we'll find Danny's heart.
The Tin Man. Get on down, get on down.
We got it wrong.
Yeah, anyway.
I'm sorry.
So what are you looking forward to?
Like I said, Spy Family movie, like you said, the soccer movie is going to be great. Soccer, Blue Lock.
Blue Lock.
Blue Lock. Super excited on that. I'm trying to think what else.
When's IQ coming out over here?
Bitch, yo. I've been waiting. You know, they were like, oh, we made whatever, like $1 million across. Everyone's like, bring it here.
Yeah.
Bring it to the States, I'm ready. Bitch. Yeah. We're ready.
I got a matinee lined up. I want IQ to be on there.
Yes. We don't know when. They still haven't released international dates. Mother they still haven't truckers. Released like American date. Nothing. We don't know. Everyone's in the comments like, bitch, come here. So we don't know that yet. What are you up to? What are you excited for?
Don't have anything. I'm trying to find a couple of new animes to start. So I'm probably going to start Apothecary Diary.
Oh, I heard that was good.
That just ended. So I'm going to try to get to that.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Well, like this is a 25 episode thing. I can like kind of bust this out. RuPaul's like it's about to end and you're probably going to spoil the ending soon.
Touche.
You got time to catch up, bro. It's 2 weeks.
I do have time to catch up, so we'll see. The next time I see you guys, I mean, I do have to go to, like, Miami. So, like, my next week's going to be shitty. So,
in Miami.
Maybe I might do both. Who knows? Who knows?
I'm
I might
in Miami, bitch.
Other than that, content-wise, there's nothing I'm looking forward to. But I do have something that's coming out in April. So, remember that video I did with the shot collar thing with Smile Bomb? So, that's going to be coming out next month where we do, like, a bunch of, like, quizzes and different games, stuff like that. So, you get to see me get shocked. By a shot collar. So, you know, guys, check out Smile Bomb's YouTube
Kinky.
Channel.
You're into that stuff.
Yeah, I've done it twice already. And every time I did another video. I did a different collab last.
Yeah, but it was also a shot collar thing?
Yes.
Wow.
Where do we get these?
Because we're just part of a community now.
Where do we acquire these?
I'm in the trenches. I mean, it's actually dog collars.
I mean, I didn't think they were human collars.
I didn't know that. I thought they were human collars until they said it was a... Bro says, like, oh, these are dog collars. I was like, wow, I thought these were human collars. So, yeah, that's if you guys want to check that out, that should be out by the time this episode comes
Spicy.
Out. So, you know, we'll have the link and all that in there. Make sure you guys check out Smile Bomb's YouTube channel. But other than that, that's it. I got nothing else.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thank you guys once again for joining us for the Moon Peace Podcast.
We had a great time. Don't forget to like and subscribe.
And come through and see us next time. Peace.
Do your life, y'all.